This week's parasha talks about the famous story of the four kings and the five kings. How Lot is taken captive. Rama Avinu runs after the four kings, he defeats them and he rescues Lot. The pasuk describes how Lot is taken captive. It says, "Vayikhu es Lot v'esuchusha b'nachi Avram v'yelechu v'hu yoshev b'sto." But they took Lot, Avram Avinu's nephew, and the Rechush, and they went on their way. So it's a very interesting lashon in the pasuk. The order of the pasuk seems a little out of place, because what it should have said was Vayikhu es Lot ben Achi Avram ve'es Rechusha. They took Lot, who was Avram Avinu's nephew, and the Rechush and his possessions. Why do they break up? Why does the pasuk break up its description of Lot with the Rechush? Rabbi Shimon Schwab in his Sefer on Chumash answers very beautifully that perhaps the Torah is hinting, it's revealing the secret of Lot's downfall with this simple phrase. At the beginning of the parasha, it seems as though Lot is a tzaddik. He goes with Avram, first he goes to Eretz Canaan, and then when there's a Rav, he joins him down to Mitzrayim. He doesn't reveal that Sarah is Avram Avinu's wife, and we know Chazal said that Lot was given schar, he was saved from stone because of that. Lot seems to be a tzaddik. Later on, when Lot's shepherds are fighting with Avram Avinu's shepherds, Avram tells him, "Why should they fight? Kenoshim achim anachnu, we're brothers." Lot was a brother, Avram Avinu's brother, kaviyachim, right? So to speak. Avram Avinu treats him like himself. Seems to be on quite a high level. And yet, after Lot moves away to Sodom, the pasuk says, "Vashem amar el Avram achrei parid Lot meimo." Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaks with Avram after Lot separates. And Rashi, they quote some Chazal, Kozman she harosha imo haya hadibur parish mimenu. That when the Rosh Lot was with Avram, then the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu was parish from Avram, he didn't speak with him. It sounds like the Torah is considering Lot to be a Rosh, the way Chazal interpret. It says, Vayera Hashem al Avram at the beginning of the parasha. So Rashi says, Bo'os Hashar kosher haya, that Lot was kosher in the earlier time. Earlier he was a tzaddik, later he became a Rosh. What's going on? What was the point that changed Lot from his status of tzidkus to becoming a Rosh? Rabbi Schwab wants to suggest that if you look at the psukim in the middle, you get an inkling of what happened to Lot. Pasuk says that when Avram Avinu and his family went down to Mitzrayim, Paro gave him gifts. Avram hated Bavura Vahilot Sonu Vokar Vachamorim Vavadim Mishfachas Vasonu Sugimalim. Paro gives Avram Avinu a lot of rechush. Becomes wealthy. Avram Avinu becomes wealthy. And later the Torah describes that Lot also became wealthy. Lot also had a lot of wealth. But why was Lot zocha to his wealth? Because he was holich es Avram. He went with Avram. He was b'schus Avram. But apparently Lot didn't see it that way. Lot became nimshach. He was drawn to his money. And he was drawn to his tithes, and that's why he wanted to live in Sodom. He was drawn to physicality. And that's why he separated. He didn't want to stay with Avram, but rather he decided to separate. Rather than make shalom, he decided to separate from him. Chazal say in the Medrash, L'tayva yevakesh nifrat ze Lot. Lot was the one who was mevakesh taiva. He looked after taiva. He was excited and he was drawn to physicality. And that's why he was nifrat. He separated from Avram. Perhaps this is what the pasuk is alluding to here when it says, "Vayikhu es Lot v'esuchusho benachi Avram." What separated between Avram and Lot? His rechush, his running after money, his running after taiva, his running after physicality. That's what prevented him from benefiting from Avram Avinu's closeness and from really learning from him. You know, sometimes people are exposed to different experiences of kedusha. They come in contact with great people, with spiritual people, and yet they're not affected as much as they should be by those encounters. One of the reasons is because the physicality of this world, the physical drives and desires of a human being, the fact that people run after money and they run after taiva and they run after covet, so that prevents an individual from having the proper perspective. One of the messages of this week's parasha is that we have to have the right priorities. to prevent ourselves, to control ourselves, and ensure that we don't get sucked into the materialism of the physical world, but rather to keep the proper perspective, so that when we are exposed to Inyanei Kedusha, when we do come in contact with great people, people who infuse their lives with meaning and purpose, that should have an effect on us, that should make an impression on us. We should want to run after these people and to connect ourselves to these people. And hopefully that kind of connection will make us appreciate what's truly important in life and bring us to achieve our full potential. Shabbos.